Two drivers suffered injuries in a traffic crash involving three vehicles in Pettis County yesterday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as 64-year-old Billy Parman of Excelsior Springs failed to stop for a traffic signal, and her vehicle struck the rear of a southbound vehicle driven by 70-year-old Cynthia Waller of Warsaw. Waller's vehicle then struck another southbound vehicle driven by 70-year-old Leonard Shoup of Lawrence, Kansas. Waller was transported by EMS to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment of serious injuries. Parman refused treatment of minor injuries at the scene. Shoup was not injured. The crash happened at 1:52 p.m. on U.S. Highway 65 at Rebar Road. Peregrine falcons are once again tending nests in the Kansas City area, and the public can watch one pair tend eggs and raise young online. A web camera is aimed at the nest box atop the American Century Investments office building near the Country Club Plaza. Four other nests are active with nesting falcon pairs as well. MDC says besides the American Century site, biologists are monitoring nests in the Kansas City metro area on smokestacks at Evergy's Iatan and Hawthorne power plants and on ledges or roofs at Commerce Tower and the offices of Shook, Hardy, and Bacon. Only the American Century site has a nest site web camera streaming live video online this spring to watch a falcon pair tend eggs and then raise their young at the American Century building. You can visit the website posted with this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. The American Red Cross is encouraging healthy individuals to make appointments between today and May 15th to donate blood or platelets to ensure blood remains readily available for patients who still rely on transfusions. A news release says the need for blood for trauma patients, children battling cancer, mothers experiencing childbirth complications, patients with sickle cell disease, and others continue. Donated blood has a limited shelf life of 42 days for red cells and just 5 days for platelets, so the supply must constantly be replenished. In the KMMO listening area, there will be several opportunities to donate blood. For a list of dates and times available in the KMMO listening area, visit this story on our local news page at KMMO.com or on our Facebook page. A scouting organization is inviting all families to take part in an event this weekend. According to the Boy Scouts of America, the national campaign tomorrow will include a virtual 5K to benefit Feeding America. During these unprecedented times, American families have navigated the challenges of the COVID-19 crisis by doing their part to keep their families and communities safe. Sheltering in place and distance learning have been necessary steps for millions. But for children, these steps also have upended their sense of normalcy and fun, and it is uncertain when they will be able to return to normal. The day is scheduled to include virtual fun such as skill building, community service, and camping from your own backyard or living room. The fun-filled digital event is meant to restore a sense of fun and adventure for families, even for families whose children are not currently scouting. You can find out more by visiting the website posted in this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.